伙伴朋友们，早上下午晚间，神与你同在，欢迎大家再次来到350计划，这是350天的灵修计划，每一天一小时灵的祷告，每一天一分钟洁净你的家，每一天3到5章的圣经。我们坚持了，我们持守了340天，接下来是最后的10天。伙伴朋友们，给自己一个掌声，给自己一个加油，给你身边的伙伴，给他一个拍拍，跟他说你太棒啦。350天不是一个短的日子，这是接近一年的日子，或者我说350天大概就是一年了，我想没有人会反对。在这一年的期间，在这个过程当中，我们一起灵修，我们一起坚持，我们一起努力，我们一起软弱过，我们一起面对风浪过，我们一起面对这各样的艰难过，但是我们顶住了，我们熬过来了。伙伴朋友，你知道吗？浪不管有多大，它总会消退；风不管有多大，它总会停止。所以伙伴朋友们，我们带着感恩，带着称谢，带着喜乐的心，我们一起坚持最后的10天，然后我们迎接5784年。我们接下来5784年，我们会有一些的聚会，在网上我们有一些的聚会，我们一起继续的来到学习5784年怎要在接下来一年要做的事情。我们一起的继续努力，继续的坚持，继续的加油，还是一样，一小时的方言祷告，一分钟洁净你的家，3到5章的圣经。
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，爱明你是活的，其实是死的。你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的，所以要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。然而在撒迪，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。你要写信给菲拉铁菲教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来到你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子， 他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在它上面。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿们的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。此后我观看，见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安居在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。看那坐着的好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。宝座的周围又有24个座位，其上坐着24位长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有4个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。四活物各有6个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。他们昼夜不住地说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。每逢四活物将荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给那坐在宝座上活到永永远远者的时候，那24位长老就俯伏在坐宝座的面前敬拜那活到永永远远的 又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说：我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
Health. God has promises for your health. Receive these promises of healing as I speak over your life right now. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103, 2 through 5. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Jeremiah 17:14. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, and no one seeks her. Jeremiah 30:17. Health is restored to you right now. Healing of every single wound is yours, says the Lord. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. Malachi 4:2. Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Psalm 30:2-3. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Psalm 34:19. You are delivered of every affliction right now in Jesus' name. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:4-5. Behold, I will bring health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Jeremiah 33:6. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Isaiah 58:8. Lord God, we thank you for acceleration right now. Accelerated recovery. Accelerated manifested healing right now. Do not be wise in your own eyes. fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Proverbs 3, 7 and 8. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Exodus 23, 25. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91, 15 and 16. O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. Psalm 32. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to man. They are not plagued by human ills. Psalm 73, 4 and 5. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Psalm 107, 20. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147, 3. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So you will restore me and make me live. Isaiah 38, 16. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. Isaiah 57, 18. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. Jeremiah 33, 6. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27, 14. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Psalm 28, 7. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Matthew 8, 7. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 9, 35. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Mark 16, 17, and 18. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke 4, 40. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8:36. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Romans 8:11. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. James 5:13-15. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. Lord, I thank you for your realms of glory in our lives. Right now, we live in divine health.
Thank you.
your health. God has promises for your health. Receive these promises of healing as I speak over your life right now. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103:2-5. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Jeremiah 17:14. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, and no one seeks her. Jeremiah 30:17. Health is restored to you right now. Healing of every single wound is yours, says the Lord. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. Malachi 4:2. Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Psalm 30:2-3. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Psalm 34:19. You are delivered of every affliction right now in Jesus' name. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:4-5. Behold, I will bring health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Jeremiah 33:6. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Isaiah 58:8. Lord God, we thank you for acceleration right now. Accelerated recovery, accelerated manifested healing right now. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Proverbs 3:7-8. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Exodus 23:25. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91, 15 and 16. O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. Psalm 32. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to man. They are not plagued by human ills. Psalm 73:4-5. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Psalm 107:20. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So you will restore me and make me live. Isaiah 38:16. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. Isaiah 57:18. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. Jeremiah 33:6. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27:14. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Psalm 28:7. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Matthew 8:7. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 9:35. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Mark 16:17-18. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke 4:40. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8:36. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Romans 8:11. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. James 5:13-15. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. Lord, I thank you for your realms of glory in our lives. Right now, we live in divine health. glory, for your health. God has promises for your health. Receive these promises of healing as I speak over your life right now. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103, 2-5. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Jeremiah 17:14. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, and no one seeks her. Jeremiah 30:17. Health is restored to you right now. Healing of every single wound is yours, says the Lord. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. Malachi 4:2. Lord my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Psalm 30:2-3. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Psalm 34:19. You are delivered of every affliction right now in Jesus' name. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:4-5. Behold, I will bring health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Jeremiah 33:6. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Isaiah 58:8. Lord God, we thank you for acceleration right now. Accelerated recovery, accelerated manifested healing right now. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Proverbs 3:7-8. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Exodus 23:25. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91, 15 and 16. O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. Psalm 32. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to man. They are not plagued by human ills. Psalm 73:4-5. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Psalm 107:20. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So you will restore me and make me live. Isaiah 38:16. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. Isaiah 57:18. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. Jeremiah 33:6. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27:14. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Psalm 28:7. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Matthew 8:7. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 9:35. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Mark 16:17-18. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke 4:40. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8:36. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Romans 8:11. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. James 5:13-15. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. Lord, I thank you for your realms of glory in our lives. Right now, we live in divine health.
感谢耶稣，每天一小时成为我们的生活的习惯，成为我们生活的习俗，成为我们生活的文化，那是何等的重要。伙伴朋友们，若在这350天你坚持了最起码一半，我相信每天一小时的灵修已经成为你的生活的习惯、习俗与文化。为你感恩，为你加油，愿接下来的日子每一天，再难再辛苦再不容易再没有时间再难，一个小时总要跟神连接。愿今天早上下午到晚间神都与你同在。我是一诺，你的朋友，你的知己，你的伙伴。